My friend of many years, Tony Zavaleta, told me the following story. He said, there was once a married couple who lived in Rio Grande City back in the late 1800s. They had tried for some time to have a baby, but it had no luck. They went to see doctors and followed their advice, but still, God had not seen fit to bless them with a baby. So they decided that they would go to see Don Pedrito, the curandero, a healer who lived near Falfurrias. They had been told that he could work miracles. It was a 3-day journey by wagon, but they knew it would be worth it, because Don Pedrito would give them a receta, a ritual to follow that would certainly give them a baby. When the couple was half a mile from Don Pedrito's house, a boy came running to them and stopped their wagon. He said, Don Pedrito says to turn around and go home. She is already pregnant. Well, the young couple was shocked, but they did as he commanded. They turned around and went home, never doubting his word. 8 months later, they had a gorgeous and healthy baby boy. My friend Tony paused for a moment and said, and that baby boy was my grandfather. Tony, or Dr. Zavaleta, I should say, has his Ph.D. in anthropology and is a leading expert on curanderismo, curanderos, and faith healing. He has written 4 fascinating books on curanderos and herbal folk medicine. No doubt he was drawn to the subject because his bloodline is uniquely linked to Don Pedrito. I'm connected to him as well, but not through my ancestry. I grew up only a few miles from his shrine, which still exists to this day. I walked by it many times in my teenage years and went into the shrine's little room, hot from dozens of prayer candles that always burned there. The room was 10 by 10 feet, más o menos, back then, and it surrounded his grave. There were vases of bright flowers, both silk and real, that were made more stunning by the candlelight. At 15, I was astounded that there were faded and glossy new photographs from all over the United States and Mexico, leaning against the candles, asking for cures. Don Pedrito had died 50 years before, in 1907, and yet his fame as a healer not only endured, it thrived. People from far away made promesas, and they asked for blessings because they had faith in his potential to still deliver cures. He was a much-loved folk saint, and remains so to this day. Right now, you can walk into any H-E-B store in much of Texas and buy a Don Pedro prayer candle. In fact, you can even order it from H-E-B online. Don Pedro also has a Facebook page. Don't know what he'd think of that. He lived so humbly. His home was a hut with a dirt floor. He never took credit for cures. He always said that he didn't cure anybody. He was only God's intermediary. He came from the heart of Mexico, from Guadalajara, not long after God had spoken to him and told him that he now had the power to heal, and he settled northeast of present-day Falfurrias and announced informally that he was a curandero. The root word in curandero, by the way, is curar, to heal. Curandero, therefore, is one who heals. He rejected worship. If someone tried to kneel, he would tell them to get up. Don Pedrito insisted that God was the one doing the healing. Don Pedrito only provided the receta, the prescription, which he said was divinely inspired. And lest you think he was a con man using Jesus to rob people, quite the opposite was true. He was Christ-like in that he never charged for healing. People would give him money, and he would often refuse it, saying, you need that to get back home, or you should give that back to the man who loaned it to you. If he did accept money, he would often use it to buy food for the many people who camped, sometimes by the hundreds, at Los Olmos Creek waiting to see him. As one man said of him, what he accepted with one hand, he gave with the other. Stories like the one Dr. Zavaleta told me are plentiful in South Texas. In familial lore, Don Pedrito often appears as the one who saved a grandmother or grandfather from blindness or from mysterious fevers or partial paralysis or even from certain death. His prescriptions favored the number 9 and involved water or mud. Bathe once a day for 9 days in tepid water, or drink a glass of water from a certain source for 9 days, or put a plaster of mud from a creek on your bad foot once a day for 9 days, and he would warn that if you did it only 8 days, it wouldn't work. To this, he would add herbal treatments using local plants like sinso, sage. Sometimes he'd have people drink coffee, as strong and bitter as they could stand it, for 9 days. Such rituals have been passed down within families. Some use them and some don't, as Dr. Zavaleta has told me. Some go to doctors and use the folk cures, feeling that it doesn't hurt, might as well cover all the bases. Proof of Don Pedro's enormous popularity is provided by author Jennifer Seaman, who published a map of that era showing that all roads and trails of the region led to Don Pedro. He was Rome. It is an incredible map provided by the General Land Office for 1892 and shows clearly that the most heavily trafficked roads and paths of the time in that general region led to Don Pedro on Los Olmos Creek. Ruth Dodson wrote the first significant book on Don Pedro in Spanish in 1934, Don Pedrito Jaramillo, Curandero. At the encouragement of J. Frank Dobie, she collected the Don Pedrito folktales. After collecting the tales about him for 2 decades, Dodson concluded, "There has never been another so honored and appreciated among the Mexican-American people of South Texas as this curandero, this folk healer, Don Jaramillo." It can also be said that no one else in this part of the country, of whatever nationality, religion, economic, or social standing, has done through a lifetime as much to try to relieve the human suffering as this man did 25 years of living in South Texas. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.